Lieutenant General Michael Basla, the Air Force CIO, says he successfully made the case for more IT centralization to General Mark Welsh, the Air Force Chief of Staff, and got the buy-in of the rest of the service's four-star generals this summer. His office is just beginning to build an implementation plan that will define precisely where the CIO will insert himself into IT acquisition processes across the Air Force and help align the service's various technology investment portfolios. Basla tells reporters the basic idea is to reaffirm the intent of the 1996 Clinger-Cohen Act.
We are developing processes in requirements review and acquisition in our budget process. Processes that already exist in our headquarters Air Force and with our core function lead integrator. We are looking at each of those processes and say, where does it make sense for the Chief Information Officer office to inject themselves into those processes? I believe it begins when the A8, our plans and programs two-letter, DCS, Deputy Chief of Staff, sends out planning and programming guidance. I think there's a section in that from the CIO that says, here's the planning and programming guidance with regard to our investments in information technology capabilities. I think it starts at that. And I also think, you know, that's based on strategic guidance of the type of environment that we want to create.
With the expanded CIO role, Basla says his office is also developing that strategic guidance. He says it will lead to a single, more homogenized, more predictable IT environment for the entire Air Force.
In the past, program managers would develop the environment that they would host their capabilities. That's not necessarily the best way from a economic or a security perspective. Everybody is challenged then to develop an environment and pay for an environment. A better approach is one that we're working with the Program Executive Office for Command, Control, Communications, Infrastructure, and Networks. And we're saying, what does that environment look like? Can we deliver a commoditized infrastructure that program managers can target their programs to and deploy their capabilities on? That's where we're headed. Can that commoditized infrastructure built to standards that we establish be offered up as a joint information environment commoditized infrastructure? We're looking at that.
Basla says various Air Force components currently spend between 40 and 70% of the service's overall IT budgets on technology infrastructure, a tab he estimates at about $1 billion. He's proposed that the Air Force align all of its IT infrastructure spending under a single program manager. He argues the service can deliver on those dollars much more economically and stop wasting money on excess capacity if the Air Force provides that infrastructure as a service to its program managers, using mostly off-the-shelf technology.
Investments in this area can come from multiple portfolios because of the multiple needs in the different mission areas. And those needs are tailored, too, across major commands, functionals, and core function lead integrators. Looking at the inputs from those plans and programs and saying, you know what, this is aligned. You know what, that capability is already delivered over there, so you don't need to purchase that. And sometimes that's all it takes is an awareness. You know, somebody looking at across the investment opportunities and across the investment proposals and making sure that they are aligned, number one, and number two, that we're not duplicating capabilities, and number three, they're targeted toward that strategic objective that we're facing. So I think there are some great opportunities. In fact, you know, that senior leadership agreed with that. Industry model right now is a very centralized chief information officer approach where there would even be more authorities vested, but I'm very comfortable with where we're going right now.
Basla says the implementation plan will emphasize fiscal discipline and adherence to standards in IT projects.
We will incorporate as part of our modernization efforts those capabilities that you have developed, and we'll mandate common data standards within 24 months compliance deadline to facilitate common hosting and sustainment with only a few exceptions for legacy systems based on business case analysis primarily associated with their sunset clauses. For non-weapon systems, functional systems in the areas of logistics, personnel, and finance, we'll achieve a common hosting standard in the next 18 months or compete those systems against industry solutions, again, toward this commoditized infrastructure.
Air Force leaders say they've already made major strides toward reducing some of the service's IT stovepipes. For the past few years, they've been collapsing individual networks run by bases and major commands into an enterprise structure called AFNET. General William Shelton, the commander of Air Force Space Command, is in charge of that effort. He says it's the Air Force's stepping stone to the DoD Joint Information Environment, a construct that leaders say will eventually unite the entire military around a single set of shared infrastructure and IT services.
It is the Air Force's preparatory to JIE. So we are getting ourselves into a single network, a single forest, if you will, in that kind of language, where you can go to any base, plug in your access card, and it's just like you're at home. We've made great strides in AFNET migration. We'll finish up in FY14 here, but it is absolutely the precursor to JIE for us.
Shelton says AFNET will be fully implemented at every Air Force base by the end of next September. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.